Welcome to Fats Waller, Classical Musician. Fats Waller, Classical Musician? This might seem preposterous at first until you pause to consider that Waller wrote one of the best jazz waltzes, recorded his own adaptations of the classics, and loved to play large church and theater organs. Hi, this is Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Here's a good example of Waller's classicism. He's playing his own Honeysuckle Rose in the styles of Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, and Waller. Dave Radlauer with you for this tribute to the profound composer behind The Clown's Mask, Mr. Thomas Fats Waller. I see Waller as another victim of racism by the recording industry. I think his clownish antics were in part to diffuse that racism and make him a clownish figure appealing to audiences outside the black listening audience. Waller, of course, one of the great masters of the Harlem stride style invented by James P. Johnson, but really evolved out of all the piano ticklers on the East Coast, the left hand providing a solid bass rhythm, striding a 12th. And Waller was clearly one of the great piano monsters of the 20th century and a brilliant inventor at the keyboard and on the written score. Most Fats Waller compositions themselves are deceptively simple. They consist largely of repeated fragments of stepwise motion. He uses very simple repeated phrases with variations and abrupt contrasts or changes in meter. Yet, he has a clearly identifiable signature.
Thank you.
Waller's music remains one of the richest veins of exploration in classic jazz music, particularly if one looks beneath the surface, beyond the Fats the Childlike party animal, writing tunes for burgers and booze, recording every piece of trash the record company handed him, squandering his talent on late-night parties in Harlem and fine female company. If one looks below, beneath, and further and deeper than all that, you'll find a surprising composer. We'll hear that composer with music from the Pozwanki Serenaders. Strange as it seems, composed by Waller, Strange as it seems, was composed with Andy Razzaf. Razzaf seemed to write most of the lyrics for these, whereas Waller came up with the melodies. This is a little quartet version of the Pozwanki Serenaders. Peter Eklund, cornet, Joe Moriani, clarinet, Keith Ingham, piano, Marty Gross, guitar. Thank you. composing of Fats Waller. Strange as it seems, played by the Pozwonky Serenaders from their 1990 Stomp Off album, Unsaturated Fats. Stomp Off 1214, and as we all now know, unsaturated are the best kind of fats for you. Dave Radlauer with you for Jazz Rhythm and this program focusing on the composer side of Fats Waller. On this program, Fats' London Suite, played both by Fats and Keith Nichols, the Canadian Brass playing the music of Fats Waller, Fats on pipe and theater organ, and we'll hear one Fats Waller piano solo in this next set. Beginning around 1932, Waller shifted his operations to Cincinnati, Ohio. He was invited by radio station WLW, which then blanketed a large part of the country that Waller hadn't been exposed to. It began as a one-shot appearance in Cincinnati on WLW, but it went so well that a two-year contract was secured for Fats. There was a daytime show called the Fats Waller Rhythm Club, and it eventually became such a hit on the air throughout the Midwest that the RKO circuit booked it complete as a vaudeville attraction. WLW also wanted Fats to participate in Moon River, a late-night show. It began around 1 o'clock and continued until half past, featuring uninterrupted organ music, romantic and classical. Moon River was announced with a minimum of words, but the music was selected with the greatest possible care. Seated at the giant Wurlitzer organ, Waller was allowed to follow his own inspiration for half an hour. And this was, in some ways, musically, one of his most deeply satisfying times, for he was an ardent organist at heart. Fats really seemed to enjoy these quiet moments. It was a rare period in his life. Completely alone, with no maddening crowd beating at the bandstand, he was able to play the music he loved on his favorite instrument. For many, it was hard to reconcile this mood-invoking organist of the small hours with the same artist who conducted the rollicking swing program for the same station earlier in the day. Therefore, all mention of the artist's name was eliminated from the program sheets for Moon River, the late-night program. Mr. Clark of WLW related some years later that although the music was all he could wish for, he could never get over his annoyance at Fats' habit of tossing empty gin bottles into the organ loft. Lonesome Road, as he said, the piano is my stomach, in other words, how he earned his money, but the organ is my heart, in other words, his first love. So Fats worked at keyboard, which is the most orchestral of all the instruments in the jazz band, because piano is really a symphony orchestra. You can play all the band parts, single melody lines, harmony, bass, rhythm, or if you're good enough like Fats, all at once. In this next set, Dick Hyman playing the giant, and I do mean giant, Emory Theater organ in, appropriately enough, Cincinnati, Ohio, in 1988. What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue? This was a major composition by Fats Waller. It's often cited as one of the very first to express dissatisfaction with racism, pride in blackness, and assertion of equality. In this next set, we'll hear Fats in a very short, Russian Fantasy from 1935. Oddly enough, this was recorded for the Transcription Service, which was later known as the Muzak Company.
Thank you.
in the often definitive words of Fats Waller, quote, "The piano is my stomach, the organ is my heart." Clearly, Fats Waller's first love. In that set, Waller's Russian Fantasy, a solo from 1935, Dick Hyman on the Emory Theater Horlitzer. Cincinnati was the location where that was recorded and where Fats was broadcasting in the very early 1930s from WLW, including his late night 1 a.m. Moon River broadcast, which had him on a very similar Horlitzer instrument. What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue? Fats Waller's tune, often cited as one of the first to acknowledge black consciousness in jazz music. One of Fats Waller's most magnificent compositions from a magnificent composer. The piano was an interesting choice of instruments for Waller because it is the most complete instrument in the sense that you can play all the parts. You can play melody, harmony, bass, rhythm. It has a range of sounds from percussive to sustained. It has a harmonic richness that few other instruments have, to the point where one person of Waller's stature can produce a surprisingly large finger orchestra of symphonic proportions, and Waller did that quite often. This is Fats Waller's original tune, Viper's Drag, which quotes from Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg's Hall of the Mountain King, on this first of five, count them, five programs about Thomas Fats Waller. Still ahead this hour, Waller's London Suite, the best known of jazz waltzes, and more of Fats' music played on theater organ. I hope you're enjoying this unusual consideration of Fats Waller as classical musician on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at www.mississippirag.com. At the Jazz Rhythm website, there are sound clips, photos, and links to jazz sites worldwide at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Just ahead, we'll be hearing the Canadian Brass playing Fats Waller's Lounging at the Waldorf, and Fats with his 1935 band playing a tune from his London Suite. First, though, a rather classical treatment of Hallelujah, done in 1935 for what eventually became the infamous Muzak Company. Thank you.
Thank you.